stand here together. As a family, we join hands together, lifting praises to the Father above for sending His Son. We've chosen together as a family to serve Him forever, knowing nothing else will matter in time. We've made up our minds. Through the heat of the day, we will join in the fight till He takes us away, till our faith becomes sight. Me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Choose you this day.
Tell me, whom will you serve? Let nothing stand in your way. Give the praise He deserves.
As for
me and my house, we will serve the Him, for He is worthy.
Choose you this day.
Tell me, whom will you serve? Let nothing stand in your way. Give the praise He deserves.
As for
me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
This is Pastor David Warner welcoming you to the Nuggets of Truth broadcast. Going to be looking today at John chapter number 15. Here the Lord Jesus Christ, He makes a distinction between the children of God and the children of this world. You know, many times people say, well, we're all children of God. Well, Jesus did not say that. He did not teach that. Matter of fact, it's interesting today because society today has their perspective. They look at things. And their point of view, many times, everybody says, well, because that's the popular viewpoint, then it must be so. Well, Jesus speaks here, and He reveals God's point of view. He reveals God's truth, because God defines the children of God, and He highlights what makes them different. Are you a child of God? How would you fit with what the Lord said here? Well, let's start John 15, verse number 15. Henceforth, I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I've called you friends, for all things that I've heard of my Father I've made known unto you. So the servant, he doesn't have full knowledge of what his master is doing. Like you work for someone, the owner of the place. If you are working for him, you don't have full knowledge of what he's going to do. But if you're a friend has, yes, it's a different, there's a different relationship. You see, and so Jesus, he brings us into communion with God the Father. We have fellowship with the Father and the Son. John said that. He said, look, that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. He's talking about God the Father and God the Son. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. And so the things that He's about to share will, yes, create in you joy. It'll bring about a peace and satisfaction. Why? Because I'm not a servant. I am, as Jesus put it, a friend. All right, so the Lord loved His friends. Greater love hath no man than this, John 15, 13, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You're my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. And so, you know, Jesus laid down His life for His friends. He went to the cross. He paid the price for my sin and your sin. You see, it was by His blood that you and I could obtain eternal redemption. When He said in John 10, 28, I give unto them, He's talking about His children, eternal life, and they shall never perish. I cannot lose it. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. That's a wonderful, remember what I said? That your joy may be full. Do you know that you're friends? You're not just servants. You're a child of God. And you have communion with Him. But this should motivate, because if we know He loved us, all right, and then we should be obedient to Him. And so in John 15:9, as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in His love. And so therefore, this obedience to Him. Why? Because we're His children. And therefore, we obey the Father. That's just common sense. I have children. I took God's commandments. I trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ and accepted Him as my Savior. I took His principles. And I had knowledge of His truth, and I obeyed, and then I applied, and then I taught. And that love that I had for God the Father, my children now have for God the Father. Now, so that's the distinction there made between the servant and a friend. I think it's interesting how he starts out. Then he makes a distinction between our choosing and His chosen. You ever hear people say, well, I chose Jesus? Well, ye have not chosen me, John 15:16, but I have chosen you. And so as I look at this, it's not that we found Jesus or that we made the choice to get saved. For God the Father must draw the sinner. That's what John chapter 6, verse number 44 says. In John 16:8, Jesus said, and when God is drawing the sinner, the Spirit of God convicts the sinner of his sin and convinces the sinner that he needs to trust Jesus. And then the Word of God produces faith to trust Jesus. And so when He says, ye have not chosen me, but I've chosen you. Remember how it was when you got saved, when you trusted Jesus? All right. And so He goes on to say that, and then He has ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit and that your fruit should remain. And so you could ask the question, well, what was I chosen for? Well, I'll read the whole verse and put it together. Ye have not chosen me, but I've chosen you and ordained you. In other words, if you're one of my children, it's been ordained that you should go and bring forth fruit and that fruit should remain. And so you can't do that unless you abide in Him. Remember the beginning of the chapter? He gives the illustration of the vine and the branch. You break the branch and the vine, you break the branch from the vine, then the branch can no longer produce fruit. The branch will what? It will die. And so there are some people say, well, every Sunday I live for Jesus. Every Sunday I try to be a Christian. Wait a second. 6 days of the week with no fruit, you break away from the vine. It can't be. It's impossible for the believer to separate from the vine 6 days of the week and only on Sunday serve Jesus. The branch must abide 24/7. And so He says here, I'm the vine, you're the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. A lot of times we look at people today and say, well, there's not very much fruit. Matter of fact, I don't see any fruit. Well, that's a problem. So He's making a distinction. He's your view, your perspective on what a Christian is. Well, they go to church on Sunday. Ah, now we're looking at God's view of those that are His. How does that fit with you? So this fruit, what's He talking about? Well, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. The old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. What's He say? When you put your faith and trust in Jesus, you ask Him for forgiveness of your sin. You don't continue in your sin. Now you live for Him. You apply His principles. You obey His law. And you say, well, that's not true. And most people that I know are Christians. Ah, your perspective and God's differ. God's just saying, these are my children. And so in John 15:8, He makes a distinction between the children of God and the children of the world. Now He's going to get to what you need to hear, maybe. He says here, if the world hate you, you know it hated me before it hated you. See, the world, what do? Well, John wrote this. The world, all that's in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. All right, that is defining the world. The lust of the flesh, that's what they're following, the lust of the eyes. The pride of life. It's what I want. It doesn't matter what God wants. Ah. And so here, He's making a statement. He says, I want you to know, I have chosen you out of the world. All right? And so we're not to be living for this world. Okay? And so we're to be following God's principles. We're to be obeying God's law. Remember the word that I've said unto you. That's the next verse. The servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted you, me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. And so what is he saying? If you're one of my children, you will, yes, obey me. You'll follow my principles. You'll obey my law. And so he makes a statement, but all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake. In other words, the world, they don't like when you obey God, when you apply his principles. It offends them. They don't like the light. They love darkness because their deeds are evil. And so he's making that distinction. If a person's one of God's children, they won't mind that you're saying, hey, this is God's law. This is what God says. This is what we need to do. And I've taught that. I've preached that. I've done that with my family. Why? Because I'm a child of God. My children are now doing the same thing and teaching their children. That's the norm. That's the way it's supposed to be. Let me ask you a question. When Jesus says, I know the world's perspective is over here, but let me tell you, God's. God's going to lay out some truth here. Which side do you fall on? Are you a child of God? Is there evidence? Well, I hope you are. I hope you know him today. Hey, we'd like to invite you to the New Freedom Baptist Church right here in Mobridge.